First up today, a really cool interview I just had this morning with Phil White, the director of the Kingdom Games in Vermont. The Kingdom Games are based in Newport, Vermont, right on Lac Memphre Magog, so only 20-30 minutes from some parts of the eastern townships. What they do is host lots and lots of athletic activities, events, and competitions throughout the summer, so runs, bikes, and swims. And they do those to showcase and use the natural beauty of that part of Vermont, as well as the eastern townships. There are going to be multiple events in Estrie this year from the Vermont-based Kingdom Games. So yeah, I talked to Phil White about how now, with less COVID restrictions, Canada and Estrie is going to be more related to the Kingdom Games this year. It was a really fun interview.
We'd be welcoming to any Canadians want to come down and participate.
Then later in the show, I have a local sports segment with some hockey news, as well as reporting on a big golf event that starts today next door in Bromont. I speak with Bishop's University golf coach Marty Rourke about their participation. All that up next on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Q. Joined by Phil White, director of the Kingdom Games. We talk about what that means, the Kingdom Games, as well as the long-standing relationship between them and us here in Estrie. Phil, hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Thanks again for joining me today.
So, I'm happy to, and I'm happy that you're interested in what we're doing in Vermont.
Yeah, so the Kingdom Games, as you just said, it is in Vermont, but right up close to our border here in the Eastern Townships. How about you explain to me and our listeners a bit about the Kingdom Games and yourself and what it is?
I started the Games in 2009 to try to support a local recreation center. And the center ended up closing. But in 2013, I continued these outdoor recreational events. And back then, we were doing a lot of swimming. We had four or five runs, 4 or 5 days of cycling, and ice skating in the wintertime. We don't do the ice skating anymore, but our events have grown. We're now offering up to over 50 days of running, biking, and swimming events. We're not doing ice skating anymore, but we do a winter swim. We cut a 25-meter two-lane pool in the ice in Memphremagog. And we have swimmers from all over Canada and the U.S. and Europe, Ireland, Scotland, Great Britain, Latvia, Russia, in the summertime we have a lot of swimming, which is just grown every year since we started.
Well, in the area of Vermont where I see a lot of your events operate, and here in the townships too where our listeners are, there are a ton of great lakes for that. Does the natural landscape of Vermont, is that really a big part of why the Kingdom Games exist?
Yes, it is. We try to showcase our working farms, our mountains, our streams, and our lakes. And we're right at the top of the watershed for a lot of our lakes. We have a number of really pristine lakes that there's no rivers flowing into them. They're spring-fed. They're remarkable for their clarity. And the other thing that we're known for is the lack of boat traffic. So if you're swimming, boats are worse than sharks because boats are often drunk. And so we're lucky and fortunate that on our side of the border, we don't have a lot of boat traffic to disturb our swims. And but we do swim across the lake. We swim into from Newport to Magog. That's a 25-mile swim. We do a swim in Loch Massawippi when the borders open. And we do have a lot of Canadians, Quebecsters, as I call them, Canadian aunties from Ontario come down. We have a swimmer from New Brunswick that is going to attempt to swim the length of the lake this summer.
Wow.
We offer a 25% discount to any Canadians to basically make it Canadian dollars at par with U.S. My system doesn't automatically convert anymore. So if you're a Canadian, you get a 25% discount at any one of our events.
I love that. Some ski hills in Vermont have always done that, and it's always been great to be able to take advantage of that. So it's super cool. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's super cool that the Lac Memphremagog, how it goes from Vermont into here, into Estrie, and also Lac Massawippi, you say you're planning an event there this year. So I assume that these last 2 years, this wasn't possible due to the border being closed?
Correct. The Canadians, on the swim the lengths of the lake, we call it In Search of Memphrey because we have a plesiosaur-like lake creature in Memphremagog, with about 150 sightings.
Oh, wow.
So we called the swim In Search of Memphrey, and we started it after 9/11. appeared to have closed the border. We started it for swimming. We started it in 2011 to promote a more open border. I love and I hate the border. I have lots of friends in Quebec, and it's great to be able to go across the border and really find yourself in a different culture, really. Mm-hmm. But it also is a barrier. And so I got together with former mayor of Ayerscliff, Alex Van Zuyden, and we started trying to do things that would promote a more open border. And so that was one of the reasons we started the international swim from Newport to Magog, was one, to find that lake creature, but two, to promote a more open border with our Canadian friends. And any chance I get, I will do an event that crosses over the border. We have done a bike event that goes around the lake. It's very popular. We're not doing it this year because we didn't know whether the border would be really open again. Mm-hmm. But we do that. We do the swim.
So you are doing the swim, though, this year?
We're doing, yeah, we have 14 people planning to try to cross the lake this summer.
Wow. And more can sign
up. So that's stuck. We do have a couple more slots for the 25-miler, and we have lots of slots available. I'm now doing Saturday morning swims at my place called the Clubhouse, and they're out and around the islands of Derby Bay, and they cross into Canada now. We're allowed to swim. If we're not touching Canadian soil or Canadian boat, we can swim into Canada and kayak into Canada and swim back without having to report in. So we swim around Province Island, sometimes around Île Ronde, on the Canadian side of the border, and then back to my place. And so it's a beautiful swim, and we're doing that pretty much every Saturday morning, starting June 18th. We're not doing it on some of the days that we're having other events going on, but it's pretty regular right through the middle of September. So that's a good one for people who want to just come down and swim, and any distance from 2 miles to 10 or 12 miles.
And they can say, Yeah, and it's cool. They can say, and like anyone can come and do that, and they can say that they, you know, swam across the border. It's super cool.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's there's, of course, there's a border splash. So you, as you're where the trees are cut along the line. And so a lot of swimmers love to swim up to the, or swim to the splash and stop and get a picture taken at the border. But it's a good low key, kind of event. Our next big running and, excuse me a second. We've got a bike event coming up in, June 11th, which is 103 miles. And that's a wonderful bike event with very little traffic on the road from East Burke up around to Canaan, Vermont, and then back to Island Pond. We have another bike event in the fall, October 1st, which is a 26.2 mile. It's a run or a bike. Very hilly, but it's at the height of fall foliage, and at the end of the bike, we stop at Parker Pie in West Glover, which you can have all the pizza you can eat, and that's a good fun event.
And that's June 11th. The Moose.
The Moose. The Moose is coming up. Yeah.
Wow. So the Moose is coming up, and then every Saturday, from June 18 through September, not every, but most Saturday, it seems there's an opportunity. Yep. If anyone here in the Eastern Townships wants to go down to Derby, Vermont, they can swim back over here, technically, into the Eastern Townships in Lac Memphremagog. Man, that's a cool opportunity. I might do that.
Correct. Correct. It is. Are you a swimmer?
I'm looking at a map right now, and like, are you guys Olympians or something? How do you, like, I don't even know if I could run that far. How do you swim that far? Like, I'm looking at Lac Memphremagog on a map right now. It's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's 25 miles.
Well, and, I'm not doing that one.
we design our events as pretty low key events, but they're challenging to the very best amateur athletes. Mm. And we have had Olympians participate in some of our runs, but they're also accessible for all levels. So we'll have shorter swims, we'll have shorter bike distances. You know, for example, if you're swimming at the clubhouse, you can do a 2 mile swim or even a 1 mile swim. But you can also do a 10 mile swim or a 6.5 mile swim. And we don't set up buoys for these clubhouse swims. We swim out and around the islands. Mm. There are a bunch of beautiful islands in Derby Bay. And, so we try to make use of them and then have a light barbecue when we're done. During the pandemic, we weren't allowed to have after parties. But at least before the vaccines came into play, we do require for the swimming events that all people be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. We require that for our runs as well. The bike event, the Moose, we don't require vaccination, but we do require being either vaccinated or tested before you participate.
Mm-hmm. So back this year since COVID is after parties, also a swim in Lac Massawippi, and also now international crossings during Saturday swims, as well as the big international swim, the 25 mile. Well, Phil, thank you so much for sharing and for teaching me about what you do at the Kingdom Games. It's super close here to all of you listeners in the townships. So if you're an outdoors enthusiast, look at the Kingdom Games online. Look at their website to see more about what Phil and his organization does. Thanks again for sharing, and good luck this summer.
Thanks. And the website is kingdomgames.co,
yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
A lot of people miss it, but we'd be welcoming to any Canadians want to come down and participate.
Right here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, that was Phil White, the director of the Kingdom Games. Next up, some sports, but first, here's the Sam Roberts Band.
Outside the gate. for the crow to call again. And again we were singing, if you want it, if you want it, we're gonna have to take it from me. If you want it, well it's all for sale.
Roberts Band performing If You Want It. Now, next up on the Noon Report, some sports talk, where I have some hockey and golf news. What's in store for Sherbrooke Phoenix superstar Joshua Roy? After the season came to a close Monday, Roy, a fifth-round pick for the Habs last year, was asked about his plans for the rest of the spring. He indicated that he would love the opportunity to join the Canadiens' AHL affiliate, the Laval Rocket, in their playoffs, but that there had been no communication from Montreal management, so he was unsure. Then, less than 24 hours later, the Habs organization announced that he would join them this week in the Laval Rockets' hunt for the Calder Cup. Joshua Roy is not eligible for the AHL next season, though. He has to either play for Montreal or be returned to Sherbrooke. In the first 3 years of a player's contract, they have to either play junior or with the big club. They can't play in the minor leagues of pro. However, his contract doesn't kick in until this fall, so he's eligible to join the Laval team for what's called an amateur tryout. Every spring, NHL teams use this loophole to give top prospects, especially ones who dominate in their junior leagues, a bit of early pro experience at a slightly lower level than the NHL. Last week, Montreal also exercised his option on fellow Quebec leaguer and 2021 draftee Riley Kidney from Acadie Bathurst. It's a big debate right now whether or not Joshua Roy and Kidney will see any pro action this spring with the Rocket, or if they're just called up to experience practices, be around the club, that sort of thing. Since the Rocket are in the AHL semifinal, each game is very important, and that's why some analysts doubt the kids will play. Regardless, it's a great experience and opportunity for development for Joshua Roy. At times this year in the Quebec League, he looked as if he was not being challenged enough at all by the level of competition. The 18-year-old had 142 points in 77 regular season and playoff games. Detractors say they're going to wait to see if his production remains the same without his two overager 20-year-old line mates that he had this year, including captain Xavier Perron. Next fall, Joshua Roy will attend Montreal Canadiens training camp and compete for a spot. The likely trajectory, however, is that he returns to Sherbrooke for a second full season with the Phoenix and some more development, since, of course, as I mentioned earlier, he unfortunately can't go to the AHL, which is probably the perfect level of play for him next fall. In the post-game presser after Monday's loss, I heard Roy mention next season as he left the media scrum. L'année prochaine, on ramasse la coupe, he said. Next year, we're bringing the cup home to Sherbrooke. The face of the Phoenix is actually from near some of the more northeastern historic eastern townships like Stratford and Thetford Mines. Roy hails from the small town of Saint-Georges in the Beauce area. He was honored just last week, actually, with the QMJHL's Paul Dumont Trophy. This award is given to one player each year who the league believes represented them and the 18 teams best in the media and to the public. It's called the Personality of the League of the Year Award. It takes into account how the player interacts with media and fans as, you know, a face of the league and of the sport in their community. So congrats to Roy on that and to be called up to the AHL Laval Rocket. We'll see how him and Kidney do and if they get any action. That's a pretty cool story there. Now, some golf news. Did you know there's a big golf event, a national championship, starting today, right next door, actually? The Canadian University Golf National Championship takes place in Bromont, starting today. At the Chateau Bromont course, some of the best amateur golfers in the country will compete over the next 4 days. Local schools and athletes will be represented there. Bishop's University and University of Sherbrooke men's teams both qualified for the national event by finishing top four in the Quebec League. Both their women's teams just missed this cut. Bishop's University golf coach Marty Rourke spoke to me last week as he prepared for his team's challenge. Okay. Marty, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So I hear your golf team has an exciting event coming up next week. Want to tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, the golf team at Bishop's is going to be at the University College National Championships hosted by Golf Canada. And this year it's at Club de Golf Chateau Bromont, so not too far away from us. We're really excited to get back out there. We've gone to two previous nationals in 2018 and 2019, but with COVID, haven't had a chance to the last couple of years. So I know our guys are really excited.
How does qualifying for this event work? I see the last event that your team played was the RSCQ Championship. Did their placement there affect qualifying for nationals?
Yeah, so the way it works is it's basically our fall season qualifies the teams for nationals in the ensuing spring. So it was a little bit of a different year where we only had four one-day events last fall, but the qualification remained the same, and it's the top four teams out of the RSEQ get automatic bids into the championships, and we finished in third overall. So we've known for a while that we're going, and it's really made the winter an interesting an exciting time as we're looking ahead once we got confirmation that the event was going to run.
Before we go further, is in the RSCQ and Golf Canada, is it separate, men's and women's golf? Or like, did both of your teams qualify? Or
no, it is separate. There's basically, we run under the same banner and Bishop's as a golf team, but we really, for all intents and purposes, are two separate teams competing differently. It's the events run at the same time, but they really are separate, and it's our men's team that qualifies for nationals.
I see. So the Bishop's Gators men's team will be competing against the best in the country next week, right close to home at Bromont. That's pretty cool. So would you say that?
Yeah.
Ben Chassé, I remember back in the fall at the end of the season, he had a huge performance in the last event, coming second. Did that really help propel you guys into a position where you would make nationals? I mean, that's a really high finish.
Yeah, I mean, Ben's basically the rock of our team this is his fifth year. It's going to be his last event with us next week. And, you know, he's no stranger to big competitions. He's won the Nova Scotia Amateur event. He's won, he was named to the FISU team. The last time we had nationals in London, actually, he finished fifth individually in Canada. So, yeah, we know he can go low on the course, and that was another great example that the last day at the RSCQ Championship at Milby, he was shot for shot with the eventual winner. And finished second, and then that really really solidified our third place finish.
How do you expect him to compete this coming event? Does he have high hopes for nationals?
Oh, I think so. And him and our team. I mean, this is the deepest team that we've had in my time since I've been here. And I think Ben always has high expectations for himself. Again, he's played in a ton of events. He's played in Canada Games. Was a member of the Nova Scotia Junior Provincial team. So he knows how to play at the national level, and this is just another one of those events that he'll certainly put a lot of emphasis on, and is working hard to get his game ready for it. As are everybody on the team. We're a team of five guys that'll be going there, and we're really
expecting to continue to improve and go forward.
So you're bringing 5 athletes to represent Bishop's University at this tournament?
Yeah, that's what a team's made up of. It's 5 student athletes, and each round, so we'll play 3 rounds, and then there's a cut to the lowest 10 teams in ties, and a fourth round if you make that cut. And each round, they take 4 of the best 5 scores, and that's your team score.
Okay, well, that's pretty standard then. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Sticking with golf, later this month, actually, June 17th, I see that there's, at Bishop's, the Gator Classic. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that event?
Yeah, it's quite different in terms of a golf than a national championship, but it is is a great day. It's the single largest fundraiser our athletic department does. Again, much like the Nationals, though, we're super excited to have it back in person. It'll be the first time since 2019 that we will be able to have an in-person event.
Oh, wow.
This year it's going to be at the Dufferin Heights golf course. They've been really supportive and are excited to host us out there, and I'm sure it'll be an excellent day, and as mentioned, we'll raise some money for Gator Athletics.
Well, Marty, good luck at the coming national championship. I hope the Bishop's Gators golfers represent the Eastern Townships well. And yeah, later in the month, Bishop's Gators, they have their huge fundraiser, the Gator Classic. Look into it. There's lots of fun prizes, activities. There's a dinner afterwards. Thank you so much, Marty.
Exactly. Well, thanks for having me, Dave, and look forward to staying in touch.
That was Marty Rourke from the Bishop's Gators golf team. Thank you so much for joining me today on the CJMQ 88.9 FM Noon Report. I'm back every weekday at noon with more news, music, and interviews. As I sign off, here is the Ramones playing their song, I Want to Be Sedated.
I wanna be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go.